In the name of the law, we bring you another of the thrilling stories in this exciting series, taken from actual police case files.
The story begins on the night of August 5th, 1935, outside of Los Angeles, California, in the peaceful little community of La Cañada. The summer night is scented with the haunting fragrance of orange blossoms, whose drifting petals somehow seem like falling tears. And that strange sound that seems to float on the air, like the echo of some weird rattle. What is that? We shall see.
Well, here we are. The honeymoon cottage.
Looks like a swell little bungalow, Bob.
Not bad for a barber, huh, Harry? What do you say, Mildred?
Just marvelous, Bob. But it's all dark.
Not a light showing. Hey, Bob, maybe Mary's asleep.
Just too bad if she is. We'll wake her up.
Oh, Bob, don't do that. Don't you think Harry and I could come and visit some other time?
Nothing done. Well, but I asked you and Harry to come over tonight because, well, Mary hasn't been feeling well lately, and I thought you could cheer her up.
We'll try. I'm so sorry.
Yes, Mary looked grand when I last saw her.
Always does. She's so beautiful with that lovely blonde hair and perfect white skin.
Yeah. Having a 27th birthday party soon. You'll have to come out. Here, up the driveway. Come on. Come right in. I'll turn on the light.
Why, Bob. Oh, how lovely.
So this is where you keep your bride.
Not bad for a barber, huh? Beautiful home, beautiful wife. Yeah, I'll call her. Mary.
Oh, Mary. We got company.
Yeah. Buddy?
Mary. Are you down here?
Funny.
Maybe she's upstairs.
I'll run up and see. Mary.
Another Jack from the having offer out here. Harry!
Harry, I hope nothing's the matter.
Oh, don't be silly. What could be the matter?
Harry!
This house seems so empty.
Oh, Mary's probably out in the backyard feeding those rabbits of hers Bob was telling us about.
Mary! She's not up there.
Well, maybe she's visiting neighbors.
Neighbors? Not a chance. She doesn't know any of them. Hey, where are those flashlights?
Flashlights?
Here, Terry. You take this flashlight and I'll take this one. We'll search outside the house.
Sir?
Yeah. Bob, do you really think...
Please, let's hurry. Mary hasn't been well lately. I'm afraid she may have had a dizzy spell and fallen down somewhere.
I'm glad now we decided to stay.
Yeah. Harry, you take that flashlight and look out in the front yard. I'll look around outside.
Well, all right. Come on, Mildred. Outside, quick.
Here.
Now, I'll hold the flashlight. You see anything?
No. Oh, only those orange blossoms.
Anything but those flower beds?
No.
Well, Harry... Anything out in the front yard?
No, Bob, nothing here.
I'm looking around the rabbit pen. Well, Harry?
Yes?
Take a look in the side yard, will you?
All right. Come on, Mildred. It sure is dark out here. Certainly needed this flashlight. What's this?
It's a little fish pond with a fountain. A lily pond. Oh, look, it has water lilies in it. They're night blooming.
In full bloom, too. See how they...
Harry! What's that? There. There, on the other side of the pool. Hold your flashlight. Oh, it's Mary!
Merciful heavens!
Bob! Hello!
Mary! Oh, Mary! Oh, look! Look at her hair around that water lily. Oh,
Lord. Mary, how did this happen? Oh, my poor little girl.
Steady, Bob.
Mary.
I think I'd better call the police.
What do you think happened, James?
I don't know, Sheriff.
He's not himself yet, Sheriff. Maybe I can help you.
Do you know what happened?
Well, not exactly, Sheriff, but Bob here told us that Mary, his wife, was subject to dizzy spells. Well, I figure she fainted and fell into the pond and then...
Yes, I see. We're going out again to look things over.
You two stay here with James.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Jonesy.
Right.
Looks like pretty shallow water for anyone to drown in.
Yeah, sure does. About 8 inches deep, I figure.
Too bad. Hey, what's this? Turn that flashlight down on her legs. Oh, look at that.
Oh, her leg is swollen nearly twice the size of the other one. Was she in an accident or something?
I don't know. Here comes the doctor. We'll ask him what he thinks. Oh, Doc. Doc, here, this way, please. Oh,
hello, Sheriff. Is this the patient?
Too late for being a patient, I guess, Doc. Looks like a drowning.
Rather unusual in a shallow pool like this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Say, Doc, look at that left leg. What do you make of it?
Looks like a bite of some sort.
Do you know what kind?
Well, that's hard to say. It might be some insect like a black widow spider. But I can't say for sure without a chemical analysis.
You take charge of the body until the coroner comes, will you, Doctor?
Yes, I will.
Come on, Jonesy. Let's go inside again.
Right. Feel any better, James? Still too upset, eh? Maybe you can help us, North.
What do you want to know?
Has Mrs. James been in an accident recently?
Well, I really don't know. I didn't hear about any accident.
Hey, what's this? Mind if I read this letter? Look at this, Jonesy. Here's your answer.
Dear sis, just a line to let you know I'm pretty sick. My leg is all swollen. Something bit me while watering in the garden. And having lots of bad luck. This is all Blue Monday, but my daddy will be home early tonight, and he takes good care of me. Mary. Bitten by something in the garden, eh? So that's it.
Yep.
Well, you don't need us here now, do you, man? Suppose I take James home with me tonight. He's pretty well shot, and I think a good night's sleep somewhere else would do him good.
That'll be okay, I guess.
Well, come on, Bob and Mildred. We're going now. There, you sit in the back of the car, Bob, and you'll be more comfortable there.
Feel any better, Bob?
No. You know something, Harry?
What?
Too bad Mary had to die that way.
What do you mean?
Well, it's going to look bad for me.
For you? What are you driving at?
My third wife drowned in the bathtub in Colorado about 3 years ago.
Well, what in the world has that got to do with this?
Well, the cops will ask a lot of questions.
And that's what's worrying you now? You sure are a queer, Doc. You afraid of being questioned. And your wife stone dead. Gee.
You don't understand, Harry.
Well, I guess I don't. Proceed, Joey.
Yes, sir. Here's how we found the body, Inspector. Face down in the pool, head and shoulders submerged, wore thin flowered silk dress, blue boudoir silk slippers, skirt pulled up over knees, and legs bare.
Oh, Mary loved to watch the goldfish play in the pond.
There, Bob. Come on now. Calm down.
She must have fainted and fallen in the pond.
Mr. James, the law of Los Angeles County has no wish to meddle with a husband's grief. We simply want the facts.
Yes, sir.
Sheriff Joey. Are all your witnesses present?
Yes, Inspector.
All right. Go ahead, Sheriff.
We found this note, Inspector, on the table in the kitchen of the deceased home.
Let me have it. Mr. James, is this your wife's handwriting?
Yes.
This letter is addressed to Mrs. R. H. Stewart, Las Vegas, Nevada. Do you know her?
Yes, sir. Mrs. Stewart is her sister.
Something bit her while watering in the garden. That would account for the swollen leg. Today is old Blue Monday. My daddy will be home early tonight. Mr. James, you were at the barber shop all day yesterday?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been married to the deceased?
3 months. And say, Inspector, I've been married 5 times altogether. Quite a record for a man only 39, huh?
Mr. James, we're not interested at this time in how many wives you've had. We're investigating the circumstances of this death.
Sure. I thought I'd tell you about the other marriages so you wouldn't think I was holding out on you.
I see.
I'll say this. Mary was the best of the lot. She was a fine girl.
Mr. James, did your wife carry any insurance?
Yes. In a way, I'm sorry she did. That kind of puts me on the spot. You see, I'm the beneficiary.
We're not accusing you of anything. Now, how much insurance did your wife carry?
She had $2,000 policies that carried double indemnity clauses in case of accidental death.
Insurance, all right. Oh, Dr. Long.
Yes, Inspector.
Dr. Long, are you the James family physician?
I was called in to treat Mrs. James about 7 weeks ago.
Go on, Doctor.
Mrs. James was an expectant mother.
Was Mrs. James subject to fainting spells?
She was quite nervous. I prescribed a mild sedative.
Would you say that in view of the state of her health, she might have fainted and fallen into the pool?
Well, yes, it could have happened. Poor woman.
Mother!
Don't cry, Bob. Please don't cry.
Mary James was laid to rest in Los Angeles near the third wife of Robert James. The two brides of the strange barber lay side by side in eternal sleep. But the tragic story of Mary was not yet to have its final heart-rending chapter written. For while Robert James once more plied his shears in his barbershop in the office of Buren Fitz, District Attorney of Los Angeles County, the shears of fate were also snipping.
Let's hear that coroner's report again.
Yes, Mr. Fitz. Coroner's surgeon's report, Mrs. Mary Bush James came to her death on the night of August the 5th, 1935, as a result of drowning, with acute cellulitis of left foot and left leg following laceration of great left toe as contributing factor. Verdict, accidental drowning, case automatically closed.
All right, Tui. Well, what else have you to suggest, Inspector Southard?
Mr. Fitz, there's about only one thing left to do.
What's that?
I've been doing some scouting around. This fellow James is taking a house out on LaSalle Avenue.
Who's his next-door neighbor?
The house next door is vacant. Now, my idea would be to install a microphone in his house. Rent the house next door and listen in for a while.
That's a good idea. Oh, Sergeant, get me Chief of Police Davis on the phone. I want the best sound man in the department.
Step to A. Microphone working now?
Yes, sir. One in the bedroom and one in the living room.
Okay, here comes a voice that they don't expect. Turn it on.
From
Davis'
shop, customers give me a pain.
Ever since your doctor, I've been complaining very much.
If you don't like what I say, you know what you can do.
I wish I could.
Hey, what's the idea?
Why'd
you send me
a
search
for the woman? Please be quiet, Bob. I'm not the servant. If you want to touch money, why don't you take care of yourself?
Shut up. Don't ever yell at me that way.
You're riding to a fall, Bob. Don't forget it.
I was good enough for you when you didn't know where your next meal was coming from, wasn't
I? I paid you back for everything you ever done for me.
What does she mean?
Shh, quiet.
Don't look at me that way. Don't go away.
Keep quiet. You want to wake up the whole neighborhood?
Please.
I'm going over there and break that guy's head down.
Stop whining. I didn't hurt you. Between you and Hoboken,
nuts. He's bothering you. Why are you taking out on me?
Bothering me, huh? Hoboken will be bothering me for long. Next time he tries to get more dough from me, I'll get him. Only better than I got married.
Did you hear that?
I knew it, talk.
I saw Hoboken
bring you to the barbershop today. Did you? Now, why didn't he come in to see me? I only wish he had. Am I going to fix him? I should have done it long ago.
I want to know one thing. What's that? Isn't that girl a manicurist in James' barbershop?
You're right, Captain. I thought I heard her voice sound familiar.
She testified for him at the coroner's inquest, remember?
Yes. But where does this guy Hope fit in the picture? He has something on James.
He owns a green Buick. That's all we know, but that's plenty. Come on, let's go.
Right.
A manhunt without parallel in the police history of Los Angeles was on. Armed with a complete list of all cars registered in the name of Hope, the law, grim and quiet, checked them one by one. On the morning of May 2nd, Inspector Southard and Tui, acting on a tip, drove up to a lunchroom in Hermosa Beach, where Charlie Hope was employed, and placed him under arrest for the murder of Mary James. While he was being grilled at headquarters, the two officers resumed their vigil at the recording instruments in the house next door to the one occupied by Bob James.
James is later than usual tonight.
I wonder if he knows that Hope was picked up today.
No, the DA's office has him undercover.
But Hope didn't crack yet, Captain.
Don't worry, Tui. With Williams grilling him, it won't be long now.
We take James tonight, eh?
You heard the chief's orders. We've got to get him red-handed. Listen. Here they come now.
Gotta have tomorrow Sunday. I'm tired.
Me too.
Don't you hurry. Would you like me anymore?
How could I?
Yeah, why shouldn't you? Come on.
No. Please.
What's the matter? matter with you anyway?
No! No!
Come back or I'll... Hey, Dewey! She's run away from him.
She should have done that a long time ago.
Open that door, I'll break it down, you hear me? Open that door!
Now
don't ever pull that again.
Oh, please,
stop.
Please, please,
get
out of my
grip! I'll fire
another one.
Turn off that speaker. Let's pull our raid.
Okay. Are you sure you have the pass key?
Yeah, here it is. Let's go over. This way. Come in. I'll open the door. You're walking fast. Careful. James may have a gun.
Hey!
Hey, what's the idea?
James, we're from headquarters.
You're under arrest.
What for?
You'll find out.
You can't get me out of here. I ain't done nothing.
We can, Hank. But how about this?
Put it to him. He'll come, all right. You too, sister.
Oh, why did I ever get in this mess? I knew something like this.
Proceed, Mr. Williams.
Charles H. Hope. Take the witness chair against me.
Charles Hope, I hand you this signed paper. Can you identify it?
Yes, sir, I can.
Tell the court what it is.
My confession.
You admit you wrote it?
Yes, sir, I do.
And you signed it?
I did.
Of your own free will?
Yes, sir.
You weren't forced to sign it?
No, sir.
Will you please read it to the jury?
I, Charles H. Hope, for the purpose of...
Just a minute. You may start with the next paragraph, please.
Yes, sir. About a year ago, I was broke. Went to Robert James' barber shop in Los Angeles to... see if I could get a free haircut and shave. Oh, now listen, Bob. Give me a free ride in the barber chair. Maybe I can help you someday.
Nobody helps Bob James. Say, maybe you're the man I'm looking for. Like to make $100?
Boy, I'd jump at that chance.
Huh?
How do I earn this $100?
Yes, huh? A friend of mine says he'll pay $100 for some good live rattlesnakes.
Huh? Rattlesnakes?
Yeah, rattlesnakes. Not afraid of mine.
For that money, I ain't afraid of nothing.
Huh? Here's the money. Get me two of the kind of snakes I want and keep the rest of the dough. Come on, I'll take my car. Come on.
You snake, Jim?
Yeah, snake, Joe. That's me.
Got any good diamondback rattlesnakes?
Well, I got the meanest diamondback around here.
Now, look here, mister. Have they got a lot of venom in them?
Venom? Say, that's what Snake Joe's known for. They have what you call hot snakes, full of venom. You hear them rattling down in the pit?
Yeah, I hear them. How about them two big rattlesnakes over there in the corner of the pit? How much would they be?
I'll sell them rattlesnakes to you for 70 cents a pound.
Oh, you sell them by the pound, eh?
I'm sure. That's the only way to sell rattlesnakes.
Okay. I'll take them two big ones.
Huh? Well, there's my stick in the noose here. Oh, here they are. Come on, Lightning. Come on there, Forkton. I tell you, brother, them two diamondbacks is the meanest killers in the state of California.
And they're wicked. Yeah, I broke this box with a glass top. Put them in here. Say, Forkton's meaner than Lightning.
Yeah, they're plenty hot. Now, let's see. Take off the weight of the box. That's 10.5 pounds of rattlesnake. That's $7.35. Change out of 10. Right, here you are. I'll come again sometime.
Okay. I got the snakes, Bum.
Fine. You sit back there with them. Are they hot ones?
And how? Diamondbacks and plenty hot.
Chuck? There's no third party in this. I want to collect some insurance. You're the only one in it with me.
I don't get you.
Huh? You'll soon find out. My wife, she's the one.
I don't want to be mixed up in this kind of business.
You'd like to get some real dough, wouldn't you?
Use it.
I thought so. Well, here we are. Let's get out.
Did you bring in that box of snakes?
Yeah, over there behind the door.
Daddy, is that you?
Yeah, Mary, I'll be in soon. Shh, she's sick.
Boy, I can't figure you out.
You're too dumb. Come on, let's have a drink.
Hey, where are you going with that rope?
Wait a minute, you'll see.
I'll come adhesive tape. Hey, what are you doing with that?
Shut up. It's going to be done right. You'll see.
Oh, I'm so glad you're home. I don't feel well, dear. Please call the doctor.
You won't need a doctor when I'm through with you.
Bob, what do you mean? Please, Bob, don't you understand? I don't feel very well.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, Mary. Come here. Come on.
What do you want, Bob?
Here. Take this pen and write what I tell you.
Well, what do you want me to write? Bob, dear, what's come over you? You look so strange.
Never mind. Just write. Write this. Dear sis, just a line to let you know I'm pretty sick.
Pretty sick?
Yeah. My leg is all swollen.
But, Bob, what do you mean? My leg isn't swollen?
I said right. My leg is all swollen. Something? Yeah. I'm having lots of bad luck. This is old Blue Monday, but my daddy will be home early tonight, and he takes good care of me. Sign it, Mary. Now put your darling sister's name and address on this envelope.
All right. Bob, why did you make me write this to Sis?
Turn around and don't talk so much.
What are you doing with that adhesive tape, Bob? Bob, I'm frightened.
Shut up.
Bob,
shut
what
up.
Are you trying to do to
Come
me?
On.
My nose! My nose!
Keep up her eyes, too.
Yeah. Give me that rope. Give it to me. I'm going to tie the kitchen table. Hurry up.
She can't see.
Shut up. Where was that?
There they are. But...
Get him. Get him. What are you standing around looking like that for?
All right. All right. I get
him. Put him down. Put the box down. Here, by her foot. Take the lid off the box. Take it off, I tell you. Take
She's
it off.
She's barefooted. She's barefooted.
Oh, don't put her foot in there.
Don't. The snake, girl. Stay alive.
She's fainted. Now, they can take the snakes back and give them to Snake Joe.
I couldn't stand it in there. Is she dead yet?
Is she dead yet? She's been dead since 4 o'clock. To make double sure, I drowned in the bathtub. She's finished now, all right. Come in and help me carry her out.
No, I can't.
Come
I can't
on.
Do that.
Come on. You take her feet. I'll carry her head. We'll put her in a lily pond. Come on.
And then, after that, he cleaned up the bathroom, and he drove me home.
That's a lie! It's a lie! You did it!
Robert S. James, jury having found you guilty of murder in the first degree, I hereby sentence you to be executed according to the law of the state of California at San Quentin Prison at the time prescribed. You are to be hanged by the neck until you are dead. Again, when truth and justice triumph in the name of the law.